Dark cosmic humor was the only explanation as to why FBI Special Agent Suzanne Madeau was investigating a murder at Citi Field instead of sitting on the first baseline with a beer. Proof that life wasn't fair. Suzanne stuffed her thick, dark blonde hair under a Mets cap and left her cool, air-conditioned sedan for the early dawn New York summer. The weather didn't bother her. She was born and raised in Louisiana, and New York had nothing on the South for humidity. But the noise from nearby LaGuardia grated on her nerves. She looked up at the Citi Field Stadium and sighed. She'd had a ticket to last night's game and had to give it away because of work. Late to bed, early to rise. No time for her one vice. Baseball and beer. Two vices. Now her team was on the road for nearly 2 weeks, and she'd only be able to watch them on television. Sometimes she hated her job. She flashed her badge and was led under the crime scene tape. In addition to dragging her out of bed for a case outside of her jurisdiction, her boss had given her no information about why she had to get her ass out to a Queens homicide after working it till 2 a.m. Murder didn't usually fall under the purview of the FBI, and she had no active serial killer cases. She'd thought taking the position of liaison with the NYPD for multi-jurisdiction violent crimes would be a career boost. But the nominal pay increase didn't come close to making up for her longer hours. She had the authority to take jurisdiction, run a case jointly, or keep it local. Considering she had tickets to the first Mets game when they returned, against the Red Sox, she definitely planned to let NYPD keep this case. "Mad Dog," a male voice called out. Suzanne cringed at her nickname. She'd earned it years ago when she'd had a verbal battle with the media over a brutal murder, but she hated it when cops used it. She turned to find the jerk in the crowd and give him the evil eye. She learned it from her Cajun grandmother, and it worked wonders. "Good to see you, Susie." Detective Joe DeLuca. She should have known. Most of the cops didn't dare call her Mad Dog anymore, but DeLuca was one of the few she couldn't intimidate. Probably because not only did he know he was sexy, but also he was one of the best detectives on the force. If she was a mad dog, he was a hunting dog. Never gave up the trail until he caught the bad guy. She stared at him. "You can call me Agent Madeau, or you can call me Susan, but if you call me Susie again, I'll break your thumb." He grinned. All Italian, all cop. "Promise?" A lesser woman would have swooned. Suzanne kept the swooning in check. No use stroking his inflated ego. DeLuca, one of her ex-boyfriends. Damn, her exes were adding up. Why was she surprised? Was she ever going to learn not to date cops? Probably not. Cops were some of the few who understood her schedule, her drive, and, well, her. She never had to explain why she was late, never had to talk about her cases unless she wanted to, and never had to curb her language. But there were certainly problems dating within her profession, like running into ex-boyfriends at crime scenes. "It's 7 a.m, and I haven't had enough coffee. I'm at Citi Field, but not watching a game. And I was paged in bed, so I didn't even get to run." Thing was, she still liked Joe DeLuca. But he was divorced with a psycho ex-wife and a son his ex used to keep Joe close to the nest. Suzanne couldn't blame Joe for picking his kid over his girlfriend. She'd do the same thing, if she had a kid. Which, as she was single, 35, and had no long-term relationship in years, was fast becoming unlikely. An airplane from LaGuardia took off, drowning out whatever Joe was saying. He waited, then repeated. "Tell me how your business card found its way into my victim's pocket." "Who's the victim?" "No ID. Purse stolen. We ran plates on the nearby cars, and we think the woman is Rosemary Weber."
"You're not sure?"
"You tell me." He lifted the bright yellow tarp to reveal a body. By the extensive pool of drying blood, she was killed right here. "It's her." "What happened?" He dropped the tarp and stared at Suzanne. Tell me how you know her. Don't interrogate me, Joe. He was just doing his job, but she didn't appreciate his all-cop tone. I knew her because she's writing a damn book on the psycho killer who suffocated 4 teenage prostitutes between October of last year and February, when SWAT saved the taxpayers the cost of a trial. I worked the case with Vic Panetta. Cinderella Strangler? She rolled her eyes. I hate that name. The killer suffocated the victims, took one of their shoes, and the press's label on the case stuck. Did you meet with Weber? Twice, because my boss made me. The first time was brief because I was called out to a scene. The second time was the longest hour of my life, where she shared her focus on the book and how she wanted my help. I told her I needed approval from National Headquarters before I said one word about the case. Then I pleaded with my boss to deny her request. I have no idea where it is in the process. Her explanation appeased DeLuca, and he said, she was stabbed once, below the sternum, bled out fast, according to the coroner's preliminary exam. He's getting ready to transport the body, but I wanted you to see the layout first.